No. I wanted to call him, but then you went to sleep, and I did not catch you in proper time to ask.
Time to ask is the time when I asked you to call. You didn't know what to do. How are you doing?
This is part of our capacity, it's my factor.
Te
tam
bhukva
svarga-lokam
vishalam
shine
unye
marga-lokam
vishanti
evam
vaiparvam
Shine, Punye, Marcello, Kambi.
Vanchakotra Yasya These things are not imaginary. Lord Kapilde points out in Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe who the Buddha Kapilde, that even on this planet, there are higher and lower places for us to be dwelling. You may live on Kota Jura, among beautiful people, and go sailing in your yacht, and eat the best food. So we learn that by pious activities, one may go to the heavenly planet. What are pious activities? Great acts of charity, of austerity, of sacrifice, strictly adhering to Vedic principles?
There are many
pious activities.
So by a great accumulation of pious activities,
one may go to the heavenly planets.
And
te tam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam.
There one can enjoy vishal, vast, expansive happiness.
Te tam bhuktva svargalokam. No, please don't take photographs. Please do not take photographs. It's distracting. It's not what we're doing. While we're making the technology,
so vast happiness,
Vishal, far below Kam Vishal. There's vast happiness on the higher planetary systems.
She named him like below Kam Vishal. But when that happiness is finished, she named Punya
more below Kam Vishal.
Punya, by Punya, that's what we call it.
By pious activity.
One can go but every moment that we're enjoying in the higher planetary systems, we're using up our highest strength. It's something like accumulated bank account. We accumulate punya, but as we enjoy, we use up our punya. You work very hard, you go on vacation to Hawaii, but every day that you're staying in Hawaii, spending for the hotels, spending for the attractions, you're using up your capital, and you're not earning any more. So finally, your money is gone, and you have to go back to work. So the promotion to the heavenly planets is similar. You perform all of this punya, and you go to the heavenly planets, but then your punya meter is going down. And finally it comes to zero, and svargalokam vishanti. At that time, one falls from the heavenly planets. That's described in the Chandra Upanishad, how one comes back down to earth. Martyalokam. The material, this earth planet is called Martyaloka, the world of those who have to die. Actually, the heavenly planets are also places where one has to die. Sometimes it's the residents of those planets are called Amar. Amar means deathless. But that deathless is only relatively deathless. It means that they have a fabulously long duration of life, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years by our calculation. So it seems as though they'll never die, but actually they also have to die. They also have to die. Even if one goes to Brahma Loka, which is above Swarga, the highest planet, even if one goes there, one has to come back. The lifetime there is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasriyuga paryantam yadahu pranam vidu. The one day of Brahma is equal to 1,000 of our yugas. That means one day makes the lifetime of Brahma, because
That's his one day, and his night is equal. So his lifetime is 4,300,000 times 1,000 ages, times 2, day and night, times 12 months, times 30 days in a month, times 100 years. 4,300,000 times 2 times 12 times 30 times 100 years is the lifetime of God. That means, from our point of view, he lives forever. But he also dies. When that time is finished, don't call it sickness. So after spending a great time, vast amount of time enjoying in Svargaloka, Shine Pune, Martyrloka Vishnu, finally it has to come back. Evam, Trai Karma Manuka Bhagna.
What comes back then?
And Vitadaka, Kama Kama Bhagna. Therefore, it's described as coming and going, coming and going, coming and going, seeking to enjoy the happiness of the senses. One comes and goes, comes and goes. That means one is not actually solving the problems of life. Temporarily, one goes up and one comes back down. One may also go down, lower. As by pious activities, one is promoted to the heavenly planets. By sinful activities, one is degraded to the lower planets. And there, one burns off one's sinful debt. As one burns off one's credit by enjoyment of the spiritual and the heavenly planets, one burns off one's pious debt by living in the lower planets. And then when that debt is burned off, he comes back up here. Omadhadra. Finally, Krishna's point is, what is the use? One is simply revolving in the cycle of birth and death, sometimes on the heavenly planet, sometimes on the hellish planet, sometimes up, sometimes down. What is the use? Any questions? So far.
Sometimes it is said that the inhabitants of Brahmaloka, they go, they're able to detect when an Irish baby, they can transfer themselves.
By those who associate with Brahma by devotional service, then they come. Otherwise, if they're just seeking to be promoted to a high place in the material world, if I get some enjoyment, that would last. I'm living in a big house in Beverly Hills, and I'm a celebrity, and I'm eating nice food, and I have all sorts of pleasure at my disposal. But that will last for some time. Then death comes. Then I may be degraded to a lower life with a slum in Bombay, or worse. But coming and going, according to the results of my previous activities. In that sense, my suffering, I have to tolerate it, because it means that I'm reducing my stock of sinful reactions. And if I'm enjoying
I'm reducing my credit of pious activities. Well, either way, I'm not really going anywhere. I'm, as they say, going around in circles. Yes.
One of those devotees who have not perfected their devotional service, where do they go? They go to the heavenly direction?
Devotees have not perfected their devotional service as described. They go to the moon planet. Yes. That's the Chandra of Sam. Pratipanikritam lokam rushatva shashvati sama sushinam sumitam hei yoga shashvati. They go to the pious lands. That means the yogi karmis, or those who are seeking elevation, by all the trouble they go to the heavenly planets if they succeed in the process. Those planets are obtained by those who fail in the yoga system. Those who are unsuccessful in practicing yoga go to those planets. Because the actual success is to go to the spiritual world. Akrama bhuvana loka punar bhartana arjuna. Mahu peti kondeya punar jatana jatika. From the highest planet, Brahma loka, down to the lowest planet in this material world, they're all places of birth and death. But Mahapitya, one who paints the Lord of Krishna, never has to pay birth and death. That's the real success.
But I just wanted to understand when the Lord says, Janma Karma Chamaitityam, now, can I just get this understanding straight from Bhagavad Gita, or I have to go through this process?
Mm-hmm.
If I just simply accept Krishna's statement from Bhagavad Gita, is that the meaning of understanding Krishna?
Yeah, you accept, but now if I accept, I have to do something. Suppose we say that now the temple is on fire. You have to leave. Urgently. So simply for you to sit here and say, yes, I've understood that. I fully accept everything that you said. It's not quite sufficient. If you actually understand, then you'll run for the door. That's the evidence that you've understood. It's not simply theoretical understanding, it's practical activity. So, understanding Krishna means that I'll engage in the service of Krishna. Iti matva avagante maham bhuta bhava samantika. What's that? Aham sarvasya bhuvo matva sarvam bhuta. Krishna says, I am the source of everything. Everything comes from me. Iti matva, understanding this, matate maham. Intelligent persons, engaging our service. Prabhupada prasannatma prabhupati namati samasarvesha bhuvati. After attaining spiritual understanding, the next thing is to act in spiritual understanding. Krishna, Arjuna says at the end, Dashta Moha Sutri Lampa, Prat Prasada Mayajita, Sitosti Kata Sandeha Kodisheva. Dashta Moha, my illusion is now gone. Sutri Lampa, I've regained my proper consciousness. Prat Prasada, my illusion.
Suppose me with us okay, now I'm situated in my constitutional position. All good? Fine, business finished? No, quite a shame what you're not doing. Therefore, I'll do what you say. I'll fight. So, Prabhupada says that in one place in Bhagavad Gita, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita by surrendering to Krishna. So, there's a process. I've always tried to have some vague Sangha, associated with devotees. Then Pajana Kriya. Place oneself under the guidance of the glorified spiritual master and perform the activities of devotional service. Gauranga Kriya, Pajana Kriya, then one becomes free from the unwinding things in the heart. Then there's firm faith. Then taste for devotion. Gradually coming to the point of attachment, ecstasy, and true love. So it's not just a theoretical stuff, but it's practical. The evidence that I've understood is that I'll act. Yes?
Service to Krishna and surrender to Krishna, what is the difference in that?
Which to Krishna and
service? Service.
Service and surrender. Practically, there's no difference. Of course, surrender means service. I may surrender means whatever Krishna wants. I may come and I'll serve as I like. I'll do something, little service, little sort of on my own terms. I'll do some service. I'll basically be engaged in material life, but I'll do some service also. But surrender means that my whole life is for Krishna.
Service is the first step.
Excuse me?
Service is the first step.
No, surrender means service also. That when I surrender, all right, I surrender. What do you want? I'm going to do service. But surrender implies wholehearted service. Actually, service means wholehearted service. So at that point, from that angle of vision, there's no difference between service and surrender. When I surrender, Krishna will say, all right, then you surrender and serve. So you can say the conclusion is surrender and devotional service. Surrender means that whatever is favorable for the service of Krishna, I'll accept. And whatever is unfavorable, I'll reject. That's actual service. Otherwise, there's casual service, but surrender means that more and more, what I want to do is not the criterion, it's what Krishna wants. Beginning, it's what I want. But as one surrenders, then no, it's what you want, what Krishna wants. Just like Arjuna, he wanted to leave the battlefield for his own interests, his own sense of gratification, his own vanity concerns. And Krishna wanted to come and stay. And finally, Arjuna said, yes, but the Shri Krishna, you want to come. Sarva karma paritya mahi. That's the final.
Even though those who have gone to the heavenly realm and come back to earth again
engaged in the Vedic process, they chant Vedic mantras, that they're still not, they won't be totally degraded, they're still...
No, 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 no. They followed the Vedic process, missing the point of the Vedas. They thought the point was to go to the heavenly planets. Ramiman Pushitam Pasha, Bhagavati, Abhipashita, Vedavadrita Pasha, Namirasi. So they thought the idea was to go to heaven. They followed the Vedic rules and regulations, they went to heaven. There were more except. Then, when they're Punya is used up, then they're not back on the level playing field. No one remembers that I once had credit. It's like saying, you know, I used to be rich. You can't buy a car with that. You can't buy a new house with that. I used to be rich. They used to have the credit of Punya. They used it up. If they'd actually gotten the point of the Vedas, they would have surrendered to Krishna, gone back to Godhead, never to return. Instead, they aimed at some destination in this material world. They went there. They used up their punya out of that. I can hear that they go up, they can go down, that is what they do next. Yes?
Or sometimes it says, you can surrender to Krishna within a second.
That wound from the demigods. Whatever you like, you can have. You fought for us valiantly. Oh, whatever blessing you like from us, take. He's very intelligent. He asked, well, how much longer do I have to live? They said, a few moments more. So be it must surrender. Make his life successful. Within a few moments of him.
So how can you do that?
Just become like Maharaj Shripa.
What are the symptoms of the people who surrender?
Yes. That they'll do everything favorable for the service of Krishna. Reject everything unfavorable, but they'll always think themselves very dependent on Krishna's mercy. They'll have no interest outside the interest of Krishna. So we may surrender within the moment, or it may take us a long time. Therefore, Prabhupada sees the surrendering process. If we take up the process, we surrender. If we refuse to take up the process, say, no, no, I've got to do it in 2 minutes, I'll be like Maharaj Patanga. As soon as he got the message, he wants to. So we should at least get started. Yes.
Obviously, Maharaj Kapanka was very intelligent and understood the role of life, but he spent so much time in his study with the demigods.
Not that I don't know if this is true. Why did he spend so much time serving the demigods? That's not elaborated in Bhagavatam, but it says he got the message in him for once. But yeah. Yes? Hold on a second, I think the microphone will help you out. No, it won't help you out unless you hold it close.
You answered for his question, he said those who are not perfect the devotion service to the moon planet. What about those devotees with this?
Yes, Prabhupada mentioned. Those who are unsuccessful in yoga practice, they may go to the heavenly planets.
The devotee, they die, and you should get practicing devotion service, but we don't know whether they're thinking of Krishna. They go to the moon planet also?
Yeah. Those who are with some material desires may still go to the heavenly planets. It's not just, oh, I became a devotee, I go back to Godhead, simple as that. It requires my purification of heart.
Oh, I heard that some of the devotees, they go to the
that's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says those who are unsuccessful in yoga, they go to the heavenly planets and then they come down. In the families of Shuchina, Brahminical families, or Srinathan, wealthy families. At the Bhagavad Gita, they have or if they're very fortunate, they take birth in family devotees. Yeah, you waste all that time in heavenly planets.
So, just regarding devotional service, so accepting everything favorable and rejecting everything unfavorable, I mean, generally I think we know what's unfavorable, but how do we absolutely know what is favorable? Is that only something maybe the spiritual master can answer? We can ask him and find out what we think is favorable, even if we feel it may be against our nature or it's something that we're not so inclined to do, although we want to actually perform that service. How do we absolutely know that that's a favorable thing to Krishna?
First, Shastra is there, the citing method of devotion to Krishna, Guru Krishna. This is favorable, this is favorable, this is favorable, this is unfavorable, this is unfavorable. Eating too much is not favorable, over collecting is not favorable, over endeavor for material things is not favorable, there's all part of it is unfavorable. So the Shastras will tell us so many things are favorable, so many things are unfavorable. Then, further, informing us, the spiritual master will give us guidance. The sadhus will also give us guidance. Usually things are not so difficult to sort out. There may be more than one thing that's favorable also. Should I go out and study the book or should I cook for the deities? Maybe the one you do. So the spiritual master gives guidance, the sadhus give guidance.
But Maharaj, in this case, as you said, we think from Duryodhana's point of view, he says, Yatha Niyuktosmi Tatha Karomi.
Yatha?
Yatha Niyuktosmi Tatha Karomi. Duryodhana says that, I know what is dharma and what is but there is some yanapi relations take yanapi devi close to the heart. In that case, when we know this is wrong and this is correct, but still I'm pushed to the
yes, that's answered in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna asks, what is it that practically against our will forces us to that? And it's done with Vibhashana, a lot even the yoga. Even against our will, and it's done. Vibhashana, a lot, as if by force, the yoga pushing us, engaging us. And Krishna says very frankly, Kamesha Prothinsha Dhabi Guru, Subhupa, Hashano, Mahapapa, became a nearby. It's calm. Amen, probe, lust and anger, which are Radhagunas of Uttam, born of Radhagun, passion, and which are the enemy of the Buddha. So, in the
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna
says that one has to
control those from the very beginning. tasmat pam indriyanyado vyanga avakashana atman bhakti enam gyanam.
From the very beginning, indriyanyado, ado means from day one. Tasmat pam indriyanyado vyanga, one has to control the mind and senses. Atman bhakti enam, and one has to subdue the power of the enemy, lust, Gyanavijnanavasana, which destroys knowledge and self-realization. How do you feel about Krishna consciousness?
I think the whole game of making a choice of, I would say, right and wrong, correct and which is not correct, where does the role of our free will come into the picture?
Your choice. If you choose that which is beneficial.
But do we have choice?
Yes, we have choice. At any moment, you can engage according to Krishna's instructions or against Krishna's instructions. That's up to you. That much little choice we have. If, when we misuse our choice, then things become more and more difficult. Still, at every moment, we have choice. Turn toward Krishna or away. Different plants being inhabited by different living beings.
Very different beings. So, what might you tell us about sightings?
Another microphone comes too hard to get.
What might you be able to tell us about sightings of aliens?
Fighting with?
The sightings of aliens on this planet.
Societies of aliens on other planets?
People seeing aliens
on this planet. Alien just means you see them so well. When people are writing whole books, I saw the aliens. Then I was in our house yesterday. I looked out the window and there were three deer. One mother and two children. Oh, so, but what good did it do? I saw them here. Some suggestions about that.
and do good work, and get some ideas of who might be there. Third form of service. What have you learned? If you go someplace else, you're yelling. We want to see Krishna. People are obsessed. They're hoping they can see aliens. They're looking for aliens. Why don't we look for Krishna and we like what we want? We're looking to find out if there's life on other planets. Even if we find out, so what? There's life on this planet also, or could this be?
Qualifies one to take birth in a planet where the Lord is becoming pastime.
Krishna consciousness. To take birth where an association with Krishna is, that you have been successful in Krishna consciousness activities in the previous time.
How do you qualify?
By devotional service. By the Lord's mercy. That's our goal. Our process is to chant Hare Krishna, develop love of Krishna, and go back to God. That's the summary. That's the summary. Our goal is, first thing is to have the goal. People will have the goal. If I can go to the heavenly planets, and then somehow or other they get to that goal. So, but the first thing is their goal is wrong. So the first thing is to know what the goal is. Always not to pay them for them, it's hard in science and professional science. Sadhana and sadhana. Process of it. So the goal is Krishna, and so it's a Krishna process also. That's the process of the goal of the same. The goal is to be engaged in the eternal devotional service and process. Yes. Hold on a second, we'll give you a microphone.
So how
always
turn towards Krishna? What is the name?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Here to be in Siddhartha. So come here to that point. This is the best way, always there, for Krishna. Especially if you say,
How long have you been here, Madison?